Good morning and welcome to your Daily Dose, international yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, June 30th. If you like what you see or hear, please do subscribe. If you have a story or a suggestion, you can reach out to us at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. I am Rhea Rao, and this is your Daily Dose. On Wednesday morning, a 26-meter yacht sank off the coast of Turkey. With 10 people on board, the yacht started taking on water at around 11 a.m. local time. All passengers were rescued by the Coast Guard, and local authorities drained the vessel, enabling it to be brought to shore. Late Wednesday afternoon, it was announced that Russia's richest man was finally placed on the sanctions list. Vladimir Putanin is rumored to be worth $31 billion U.S. and is known as the Nickel King, due to his ownership of Norilsk Nickel, which produces about 15% of the world's high-grade nickel used in batteries and about 40% of the world's palladium, which is crucial for the manufacture of semiconductors. Since the invasion of Ukraine, Vladimir has managed to acquire Ross Bank and shares in Tinkoff Bank, further increasing his wealth. He was previously the owner of three superyachts, but having sold superyacht Anastasia and superyacht Barbara in the last few years, the one yacht that is still linked to Vladimir Putanin is superyacht Nirvana. On Tuesday, 24 hours prior to sanctions going into place against him, his superyacht showed up in Dubai, where many other sanctioned oligarchs are keeping their assets free from seizure. A crew transfer helicopter carrying offshore personnel for India's state-run oil and natural gas corporation crashed into the Arabian Sea on Tuesday, killing four people. The helicopter had a total of nine people on board, including two pilots. ONGC said the helicopter made an emergency landing around 11:45 a.m. local time, approximately one nautical mile from the ONGC jackup rig Sagar Karam. A search and rescue was coordinated by the Maritime Rescue Coordination Center, and one person was rescued by a lifeboat launched by the rig, and four others were rescued by the ONGC standby vessel. Four unconscious victims were recovered by a Navy helicopter and taken to a shoreside hospital where they were pronounced dead. Government-owned Pawan Hans, India's largest helicopter operator, identified the helicopter as one of their own, saying on Twitter that it had ditched due to an emergency on its final approach to the rig. The two pilots were among the survivors, and an inquiry into the cause of the crash is underway. Don't forget to tune in this evening at 1800 CET for 5-minute tips for self-care on board with Geraldine Hardy. This has been your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news for Thursday, June 30th. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, questions, or news that you would like to share, send us an email at info@yachtinginternationalradio.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe to keep up to date on all the marine industry headlines happening around the world. Please join us here tomorrow morning for your daily dose of yachting, sailing, and boating news. I am Rhea Rao, and this has been your Daily Dose.